we might talk about Haley a little bit. Okay. Brad's not a fan.
It's the head nod. It's the head nod thing. We'll talk
it's
about
the head nod thing with Ramey, too.
It's the head nod thing. It's just like, you know.
We like talking about Ramey Cohen, too.
Professional pinch runner. Anyway.
We looked her up online. Her stats. Uh-huh. She played softball in Missouri.
And she was a professional, or she was a pinch runner.
They showed her. They gave her highlights.
Her highlights were that she was
penciled into
the lineup
at one time.
Right.
And then she was a pinch runner.
Pinch runner like three or four times.
Or something.
Yeah.
Here we go with the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast live from beautiful downtown Lexington with 85 degrees on this fourth day of October. Rocktober on Classic Rock 92.1. My name is Dead Air Dennis. I am joined by everyone's nemesis, Brad Taylor from ESPN 1300 Radio, and a special guest this week.
Yeah, why are you introducing me first? You always introduce me last.
Well, Beer Man is not here this week, Brad.
Which is good and bad news.
Which means I only hate one person in the room this week.
Oh, well, you don't need to give him cheap shots. He's sitting right there.
Let's talk about our special guest. Actually, should we let him introduce himself? I should have written an introduction for him. I don't know why I didn't.
But once again, you're not prepared for the show. Some of us are always prepared. You, not so much.
I like to wing it, Brad.
Yeah, and, well, there's kind of it's a Winger Wednesday here on ESPN Radio, 1300, 92.5. Introduce yourself, mystery guest.
Well, let me just go ahead and let's give some of his accolades here. Why don't you talk about some of the things that you have done through the years, and let's just see if people can identify you before we introduce you.
I'm Dennis Dillon's court-appointed attorney.
Oh.
I drive Brad's bus, and that's about it. And I have a few hobbies.
Yeah, you have a few hobbies.
Thanks for having me out.
We probably can't talk about any of them, though, can we?
I'm glad that you didn't say it was a short bus.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say that.
I just said bus.
Yeah, I know you did. But
my tenure with this guy, when he was working on an AM radio station alongside the now highly revered and Hall of Fame disc jockey Tommy Gunn. Craig Ritchie was among the alums that we worked alongside. Kenny Hobbs, another one who has sadly left us this mortal coil.
Yes.
One of my first concert experiences with this young man, U2 in Cleveland, Ohio, where we saw the Zooropa TV tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. Early 90s.
At the old Cleveland Arena, whatever that was, the Cavaliers played.
Yeah.
Richfield Coliseum.
Could have been.
Field Coliseum.
Sounds right. Yeah.
This guy was also...
It was a good show, and here's the reason it was a good show. Because I'm a Kentucky fan, and it was during March. And this was the 92 run of the Wildcats when they ultimately get beat by Duke. But the game before that, they're playing. Now, Bono's doing the Zoo TV thing, and he's asking the crowd what they want to watch. Well, people in Ohio are stupid, and they see Crimson, and they think it's Ohio State, and they scream. But what the idiots didn't realize, it was Kentucky, I think, playing Wisconsin.
It was UMass. They played UMass the game before they played Duke.
You sure about that?
I am 100%
okay, well, it was red uniforms.
They were wearing burgundy kind of...
Before Calipari was there. So
no, Cal was there.
He was there.
Yes.
But then they play UMass in the Final Four, like
that
in
was
96?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, they're playing UMass. Thank you. And that's where Bono leaves it because he's got a clicker. So he leaves it there.
Yeah.
So I get to watch Kentucky play basketball. He leaves it there for several minutes and see that we've got a good solid lead and everything's fine.
And they're playing a song and they go into the next song.
Yeah, and the game's still on. On these massive screens and I'm watching. I got both worlds. It was fantastic.
And those stupid Ohioans.
Are idiots. Because I knew Ohio State was in it. That's what they thought. I knew they thought that.
Yeah. That was a fun show.
Is that the tour, the U2, tour where Bono was calling the White House every night?
Yeah. And ordering pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he ordering pizza? I just knew he called the White House.
There were some nights he sent pizzas to the White House. There were some nights, not the night we were there, but he would send pizzas to the arena. And they would just show up with like a truckload of pizza for everybody there who would grab a piece of pizza on the way out of the concert. It was incredible.
By the way, we still have not revealed the identity of our guest on this show.
I also wanted to add that this guy was once on a television station and he was.
Oh, you're going to bring that up, are you?
Why are you doing that? Poor guy.
Well,
why don't you step on his head while he's drowning next time?
Well, it's because it was the most ridiculous circumstances I think I've ever witnessed in my life. Everybody say hello to Lee Cruz.
Hey!
That's one of the worst introductions I've ever heard in my life. We could start this whole show over again if you like.
I mean, no, I'm good.
Why would we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Lee is pretty comfortable with his place in this world, and I think he would appreciate more than anything my comment that it was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever witnessed being in the media.
Well, hindsight. While it was happening,
it
was beyond surreal. Like, what? I felt like Larry David. I kept thinking, any moment they're going to play, boom, 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 bun, dun, 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 dun. You know, I kept waiting for the music. Like, this isn't real. I didn't say or do any of this stuff. What are they doing?
I know.
Anyway.
Crucified in the media.
Cancel culture. Yes. It's people are just out there waiting. And, you know, I worry about that every day.
Do you really?
I worry about that every day, that I will say something off the cuff that is just, you know, something in my mind and that it means nothing offensive whatsoever.
Yeah.
But someone will take it that way.
Yeah.
And it's like when I used to insult Congressman Stivers at the end of every show, because he's basically the one who stopped sports gambling last calendar year from passing.
Yeah.
And at the end of every one of my shows for a solid year, I'd go, "Thanks a lot, Stivers."
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a big, you know, middle finger up to him. And people would respond to me, "Hey, why are you making fun of Stivers? What did he do to you?" Oh, you know, people, it's just a cheap shot. But I mean, it wasn't anything just other than just saying, "Thanks a lot for ruining sports betting for us." But people took offense to that. So I can only imagine your kind of feedback and what you got for something.
Oh,
that
it's not
totally
even.
Innocent.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, but I mean, I've said dumb things in the past or made mistakes. I've been doing this so long, I don't really worry about it. What bothered me about that was it was taken out of context and was so not what I was intending or saying, and it was just hard to explain and to, you know, and I tried, but once that is out of the bottle and people have already made up their mind what they think you are, there's no changing it.
Right. There's no going back.
No, so they, you know, they have to have their sacrifice. And that company I work for was just a really woke company that just bought us. They didn't know me. It was collateral. So they, you know, they did what they thought they had to do, which was, you know, a real coward's way to handle it. But whatever. Yeah. That's fine. But it worked out better for me.
Yeah. Right. Look at the long run. Look at the end game here for you is tremendous. I mean.
But the reason that worked out for me is because the people of Kentucky had common sense. They knew. You know, they knew that this wasn't real. What are you guys doing? And they're the ones really that bailed me out. It was the audience that bailed me out. The majority of people that see this nonsense go, "Oh, come on, get over yourself."
And now the Lee and Haley show has
13 cities and 7 markets.
Is it 13 now?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
And hopefully continuing to grow.
That is incredible. Yeah. Especially
because that company that fired me, the thing was before they did that. They pulled me aside and said, "We're going to make Lee and Haley national. The reason we bought this property, one of the reasons, is for you guys. So we're going to take you guys and put you on all of our affiliates."
Right.
So I was very excited that they came in. But then.
And then literally weeks later, wasn't it?
Like 2 weeks later, you know, I'm getting canned.
And then a few weeks after that, I'm sure the president said, "What about that one show we were going to put everywhere?" Right. Oh, yeah, we fired that guy.
We fired that guy. But I would have had to have worked for them under their rules, under their stipulations, and now I don't. I'm the boss.
Yeah.
I own the company, so it's much better this way.
You're the man.
Yeah.
How long was it between when you got fired and then you started at where you're at now?
It was a while. One reason, the main reason, I had to wait for Haley to get out of a non-compete.
Gotcha.
But I was contacted the day I was fired.
Right, that was going to be my next.
By thing. Everyone, because again, the community knew this is ridiculous. This is what are you doing?
Yeah.
So nobody was afraid to hire me. That wasn't the case. I've been on the air for 25 years. It wasn't like, hey, you know what, everybody? I just discovered I'm racist and I'm going to jump out of the closet. They knew that that was taken out of context. That's not what I was saying. So it was just ridiculous.
And that's how you could determine your value. How long do you, how long is it before you get contacted for another gig after you lose one gig?
Right.
So, like, if Dylan and I get fired today, you know, it's going to be years.
What are you going to throw me, lump me into your
we're going to be asking if it's you want them scattered, smothered, and covered. That's going to be our job in the interim. So
Waffle House called Dennis. They've got a great position for you, man. They're going to, you can start next year.
So, yeah. So you and Dylan has already, the aforementioned Miss Haley, who I've also never met.
Mm-hmm. You never will.
And there's no need for that. I mean, that's a little
just
bit.
Saying.
Well, there's, I'm just.
That's
you know.
Not my decision. That's hers.
Oh, well.
She just texted me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
That was quick.
I don't see your phone in your hand. I'm not sure how I don't know how that happened.
Don't take it personal, Brad.
Well, I'm not. I don't know.
Oh, hang on. She's texting me now.
Oh,
too.
Yes, of course.
Haley is wonderful. I'm a really big fan of your show, of what both of you do. You know, obviously, I've been a big fan of yours for 30 years now, more than 30 years.
Yeah. I've never liked you.
Well, I'm just proud of you. Well,
thanks.
Finally, we have something in common. I've never liked him either.
I don't. I can't stand
it's just the cheap shots and the mm-hmm. all he does is quote Anchorman.
It's a good time to get to the games. Week 5 in the NFL is upon us. Beer Man is on vacation with his family, and Brad Taylor's about to shut up.
Well, again, no need for the chat. I do have one more question
for
Mr. Lee before we get started.
Is he an Anchorman fan?
Are you an Anchorman?
Yes, Anchorman 1 especially.
Yeah. Oh, Anchorman 2, second one doesn't even count. Yeah. But, Anchorman 1.
No, I love it. I thought it was brilliant, actually. I thought it depicted television really well.
I did, too.
Because I know all of those guys.
Yeah.
As far as Haley goes, just from an outsider looking in, and I'm not a TV expert. I mean, I have a face for radio. This is, the biggest gig I'll ever have. It's talking about sports on the radio.
And the clock is ticking.
Yes, exactly. The head nodding. There's a positive story.
When does she nod her head?
If there's a positive story going on in the news, it's a smile and the head nod up and down.
But
when it's
excited.
A negative story, it's, oh.
No, she does that.
Oh.
You really are bringing this up?
I'm just saying.
No, wait. Uh-huh. You're really going to critique another member of the media right here on this worldwide popular broadcast.
Did you not try to help me yesterday?
Wait a minute, Dennis.
She's
he
not
said
here.
That he gave a disclaimer. He said, look at me.
I don't care.
I'm pathetic. Yeah. I have nothing in my life.
So I'm going to critique somebody who's not even here.
What he wants. He disclaimed it. He goes, I'm pathetic. I live in my mother's basement. I got nothing going on except this podcast. That's it.
Actually, you're right. I do live with my mother. I take care of her. That's a true story. No, I'm just saying.
The second most ridiculous thing I've ever witnessed in the media just happened.
Did you not help me yesterday? You say, you know what, Brad? You say the word folks a little too much.
I did.
You did.
I did that to your face. We were having a conversation.
And I said, thank you, because I appreciate help from somebody who's been doing this
now
for 150
years. Let me just say this. You say the word folks correctly. Haley says folks, or says it, or it's weird the way she says it. And I catch her on it. I go, hey, wait a minute. What? Say that again.
Right.
And it's
that. Does she get
folks,
mad?
Or folks? Nah, she didn't get mad. She didn't listen to me.
Oh.
She ignores me.
Well, that's what I do to Dennis.
I love that about her too.
99% of the time, Anyway, that's from an outsider looking in.
So
exaggerated head nods of emotions.
You have trouble with people who empathize or feel anything because you're dead inside.
He has trouble with everybody.
Kind of, sorta.
Yeah,
I'm the most hated person to ever walk through this.
We have a popular saying around here: Brad Taylor's Tales of Woe.
Right.
Where everybody's just against him, and it's just him in an uphill battle against the world.
I don't think he's wrong.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Finally.
I mean, voice of reason.
I've been here
5 minutes. I can't stand the guy.
Now, again, I'm sitting right here. There's no need for cheap shots.
But the only thing, as you said that,
you did nod your head a little bit. I'm just saying.
You did?
Yeah.
Tales of woe.
Yeah, yes, see, look, he's nodding his head.
I agree. Well, that was me agreeing with Dylan because we are on the radio.
Thank you, Lee.
Because this is a podcast.
This Lee Cruz, as my friend of 30-plus years, you have just added so much credence to everything that I know and love about you.
And Lee Cruz, as my friend of less than 30 minutes, you have added nothing to this show so far.
Yeah, say that again.
Exactly.
And yes. No one can.
Well, that's trust this me. Show has gone to the dogs long before this. Dennis Dillon, anything else to add to your friend Lee Cruz?
No, I think it's great that we go into a podcast about the NFL and wait 30 minutes before we even say the acronym.
Stop. We've only been recording 15 minutes. I'll cross out at least 90 seconds of this.
No, I got all day. Please, let's continue.
You do have all day. Oh, good. So
hang
Lee.
On. Let me work on my head nodding.
Okay. Now, let's talk about sports gambling. Let's get to somewhat all of right. just an actual show here, Dillon, as you once again prove that you're the show killer of this podcast. Lee Cruz, your thoughts on sports gambling.
Love it.
Do you? Okay, go ahead.
I downloaded FanDuel and DraftKings last weekend, but let me just say I've got a complaint with the technical department at FanDuel because it's about 11:50 when I said, oh, let me get on the app. Somebody, sends me the referral so I get free money. I'm going to gamble. And they've got that welcome to Kentucky bet. If Kentucky scores 1 point, I get paid. All right. And I know they're going to score a point, much less just dominate Florida. So I'm on there, and I get the credit card info. I do the whole thing, and it kicks back and says ineligible. I go, what? I do it again. This is log out, log in. I log out, log in. Hit me 3 times with ineligibility until the game starts. Then I can't make the bet anymore. Yeah. Now I'm on. I made some parlay bet that I got screwed on with Kansas City and New York. But
I think maybe he did what I did, and that you have that old, like 20-year-old pre-existing FanDuel account.
No, where... I don't. It's the first one I've ever had.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because somebody told me, I think it might have been you, Brad, to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
There's two different.
That's what I did. It was the Sportsbook app. Okay. I downloaded that, the app, and it works now for some reason. I don't know why it didn't before, but it was not user friendly. Especially when a guy's in a hurry. I'm at a bar, I'm trying to drink, and I'm wanting to watch Kentucky beat Florida and just score 1 point, they won't let me make any money.
Give me my bet.
Is this where I kind of rain on your parade and say I took advantage of that and made $50 off that?
But well,
they
you should
giveaway?
Yeah. I would have too, yeah.
Yep, I had the same thing with DraftKings. DraftKings, I had, it was will the Bengals score 1 point, which they barely did.
And that's the thing about these apps and what's going on right now. Take advantage of all these bonuses they give you. Take what the game gives you to its fullest aspect, because down the line, they're not going to give you all this stuff.
Because I sent one to Haley. She's like, I don't want to do this. I go, just do it. I mean, this girl will clip coupons like you wouldn't believe. All she is a transition station for Amazon. Packages come in, she sends them back. Because she's saving money. I don't like it. I mean, it never stops with the returns. Yeah. And I'm like, my God, I'm giving you $200 essentially to gamble.
Right.
Well, I don't know how to do it. You don't have to. I'll do it for you.
Yeah. That's all. That's what I always wanted. Somebody to gamble for me. That's always a good idea, especially when you're going to the Red Mile and somebody calls you with Exacta picks for the 8th race over at the Red Mile. I don't know who would have been addicted and degenerate enough to do that.
Speaking of the games, though, it's week 5 in the NFL.
So you're on record as saying, hey, you like sports gambling. You're happy it's here.
Yeah, I'm going to
do it every day.
I can do what I want, yeah. I don't see – again, Kentucky lost me from the moral stance of we don't want sports gambling. Meanwhile, we got racetracks. Mm-hmm. That's the equivalent of saying, hey, we're selling vodka, but we're not selling rum.
And the slot machines at these racetracks.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Though that's one of the biggest lies I've ever heard.
Well, that's exactly. That's the best example of it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else, Dennis Dillon, before we actually get to? Do you have any questions about another anchor at 36 of the female variety that we could put on the air?
Well, I love Rami Cohen.
Oh, yes.
Who
I was
met.
Waiting for that.
Nice girl, yeah.
Nice
girl.
Beautiful girl, sweet girl.
Yep.
Pinch runner.
From Missouri when she played softball?
Once penciled into the lineup.
You guys are doing a deep dive.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Dennis Dillon.
I met her at the 9/11 stair climb at Kroger Field.
Oh, okay.
Got my picture taken with her and sent it to Brad immediately just so I could rub it in a little bit.
Didn't you say you couldn't keep a straight face while you were taking that picture?
I was pretty happy. I knew exactly what I was going to do with that photo as soon as I had it taken.
Oh.
Well, okay, I knew 2 things I was going to do with it.
Mm. Anyway, by the way, in Beer Man's absence, he has sent me all his picks for the
Okay, we'll just go ahead and delete that text.
We will go ahead and delete them. Sorry, Beer Man.
You're not here.
We had the best intentions for you, but yeah, you're out.
Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football.
All right.
We have the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields, one of the most maligned quarterbacks in all of the NFL. Going to Washington, Sam Howell will be calling signals for the Commanders. Washington, a 5.5-point favorite, total 44.5. Your thoughts on that one? We will let the guest have the honors of teeing off first. Mr. Lee Cruz.
I'm taking the Commanders. 5.5 is all they're giving the Commanders to the worst team in the NFL?
That is correct.
I'm taking Washington.
Okay.
I can live with 5.5. That's easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'll beat them by 30.
No. Wrong again, That's Brad saying. Wrong again, Dennis. Yeah. No, I'm taking the Bears in this one. The Bears put up a pretty good fight against who did they play? Oh, Denver, against the other worst team in the NFL. And and they're going to rebound from that short week. I know
they're going to rebound from playing a bad team.
They're going to rebound from playing,
even though they're worse than the team.
The worst team in the NFL,
they're going to rebound.
Justin Fields will put it together, and they will cover the spread, and maybe even win this game tomorrow night.
I don't care if his brother Strawberry Fields play. They're not going to beat the Commanders.
Just saying.
They're not even cover the spread. They're not.
So it's only 5.5.
It was like 6. Day. So it was 6 yesterday. Now it's 5.5. Don't you think maybe that's the wise guys out in the desert saying that you're getting a little too much value on the Bears here, Lee?
Yeah, but I mean, those guys are good out there.
Oh, they are good.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than we are. And that's why they build the big buildings out in the desert. And we're sitting here trying to cash in $5 bonus bets on FanDuel and complaining that we can't get it in time. I've been there, believe me.
Trying to get my profit boost.
Yeah, profit boost on those 5-team parlays.
Okay, who are you taking, Brad?
I'm taking the Bears and the points. Give me that early season winless team. Why are you shaking your head, Lee, as if we're all idiots over here?
Because you're an idiot over there.
Well,
it's a bad
again,
pick.
The cheap shots, totally uncalled for. Yeah, I'll take the Bears and the points. Mm-hmm. And
next game.
Next game, as Dennis Dillon trying to get us out of here. Let's go to Sunday. Let's go to London.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, your quarterback, against Jacksonville. Staying over there all week.
Against Josh Allen, your defensive end.
That's true. Very good. And Trevor Lawrence.
Josh Allen versus Josh Allen.
All right.
Jacksonville, 5.5-point underdog. That's a brain. My brain almost exploded on all that Josh Allen information.
Do you need to reboot?
I do. 48.5's the total. 5.5's the line here, Dylan. You'll go first here.
5.5.
5.5.
Ooh, that's tough. Jacksonville won last week, didn't they? They beat Atlanta.
They did. Neutral field here.
They look better doing it. They still don't look great. That was a Calvin Ridley revenge game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It just hit me. Maybe this will be a Josh Allen revenge game. But which Josh Allen? 5.5. Damn. Did Jacksonville stay in London?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Give me Jacksonville.
Because of the time difference?
Yep.
Because they didn't come back. They played in London last week.
Right.
So they didn't just come back to Florida and then go back again. They just stayed over there all week. That's his.
So they're rested.
Plus, they're rested. They didn't have to make that transatlantic flight. But also, I mean, the Bills have covered by a wide margin the last, what, 3 games they've played, probably. And last week was a big one. Last week, beating the Miami Dolphins, they were up for that game. This week, the letdown. Oh, I'm all over Jacksonville in this game.
I'm taking Buffalo, mainly because you picked Jacksonville. And two, because I think the Bills have figured it out. They finally hit their stride against Miami, and I like the way they're going to play the rest of the season.
They look good.
I'll go with Buffalo. And I love our Josh Allen. I'll call him our Josh Allen. I think one of the best defensive ends in the league. But I'm going with the quarterback, Josh Allen.
We have a strategy on this show. It's called FDD. Fade Dennis Dillon. Mm-hmm. And anytime you do that, good things usually happen after that. I'm with you, Lee Cruz.
Okay.
I'm taking Buffalo. I'm going to lay the 5.5 over in London this week. Are you writing these down over there, Dylan?
I am. I decided to write them down.
You never write these down. That's why I ask you, because usually it's a beer man writing it down. So, yes, I'm taking Buffalo again here, too. A lot of the market out in the desert, sharp plays on Buffalo here. We will take them as well. Let's go to the 1 o'clock games. Let's go down to my former home, the ATL. Desmond Ridder, another much maligned quarterback, is a 2-point home favorite against the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud. Favorite for Rookie of the Year, and rightly so. Total 41.5 here, Lee Cruz.
Houston.
Atlanta.
Quick. What's that?
Atlanta.
You're taking Atlanta.
We have a saying around here called FLC, Fade Lee Cruz.
Boy, once again, you're gravy training my lines. I appreciate that, Dylan. That's, once again, showing no originality, just copying what other people do. This one could be Houston as well. I hate to do this. When we all three agree on this show, bad things usually are coming around the corner.
I'm not agreeing. I'm taking Atlanta.
Oh, you took Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm taking Houston. Again, we agree.
Yeah, but Dennis is no Sherman. Trust me.
Well.
A little Civil War reference for you old-timers out there.
I remember that one.
Do you?
Yeah, sure.
I also remember Charmin. You're no Charmin either. So, yeah.
Squeezably soft?
He's closer to Charmin.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Are you saying I'm soft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Houston in this one. Give me... C.J. Stroud, the better quarterback after a – yeah, give me C.J. Stroud. Next game, let's go to Detroit. How in the world is Jared Goff and the Lions a 9.5-point favorite over anybody, but they're playing Carolina and Bryce Young? That might be the reason, Dylan.
Ooh, God, that's tough. 9.5? And the game is in Detroit, obviously.
That is correct.
What's the over-under?
The over-under in this game is 44.5, up from 43.5. It's a little – play to the over.
Detroit's got a couple of extra days of rest, right? Didn't they play Thursday night?
They did.
The previous week? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Boy, that's a ridiculous spread. You know, Carolina just has nobody to throw to. Adam Thielen, the oldest guy in the NFL, and then the youngest guy, Jonathan Mingo. He's not the oldest, but, I mean, he might as well be. Wow, I got nothing on this game. No feeling whatsoever. Give me the points. I'll take Carolina and the points.
Not me. I'll go with Detroit.
You're lay the points, Detroit?
Yeah.
You're a believer, huh?
Well, not really, but there's something wrong with Carolina.
Well, yeah, I just
bad quarterback. It. Yeah, a short, bad quarterback. Mm-hmm. But it's against my religion to lay 9.5 points in the NFL, more than a touchdown. I will take Carolina and the points here. Why the disgusting grunt over there?
Because I took Carolina. I don't want you to take my picks.
Well, you should be happy because, well, you know, if I agree with you for once, yeah, it's a good thing for you. Anyway, not for me.
I like my bet. Detroit.
Lay in the 9.5. Let's go.
Pull out your FanDuel right now. And,
put your money where your mouth is over there, Cruz. Yeah. Let's see you put up 100.
I would if it would work.
Again, cop-out excuses from TV boy Lee Cruz over here. Let's go to the next game. Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson.
Did you say let's go to the next Buccaneers game? That'd be funny if we were going to the Buccaneers game. Never mind. Go ahead.
Let's go to the next game, Dylan.
You digress for 45 minutes, and I digress for 45 seconds, and you blame me.
What I have to put up with?
Stop nodding your head.
Yeah, see what you put up with.
Exactly.
It's good looking, isn't it?
No, it's not. Ramey Cohen is not walking through that door.
You want to put up with some of this, don't you?
No, I don't want to put up with any of this. I don't miss your musk either. Yeah, exactly. Anthony Richardson of the Colts. 1-point underdogs now. We've gone a dog-to-fave line move. This line started Colts with a 1-point favorite. Now the Titans are a 1-point favorite in Indianapolis with Ryan Tannehill. Dylan, your thoughts on this one?
I'm taking Indianapolis in this game. The Indy lost last week. Tennessee had a big game against the Bengals. They're going to go into Indianapolis, and they're going to struggle a little bit again, just like they did the previous weeks. They will return to their former selves. Give me Indianapolis.
I'll take Tennessee and Tannehill.
You like Tannehill?
No.
You just want him to get injured so Will Levis can
That's
play?
That's exactly right. I want to see what he can do.
Are you saying you like Ryan Tannehill because he's in the room? Do you also like carpet? Lamp?
Pretty much. So, what even is Levis even the second string or is he third?
He is second string right now.
Okay. He is?
Yes.
I thought he was third.
I thought he was second. The last time I checked, he was second, but I thought he got injured like late in the preseason.
Yeah, I think Malik Willis is the second string.
I will look that up during the next. But this brings up an interesting point. Mm-hmm. You grew up here, obviously.
Sure. Right.
All born and raised, been here your whole life.
Right in the studio.
Carlisle, baby.
Well, Winchester, but yes, then Carlisle.
Oh, you're Clark County. Oh,
I am.
I grew up on a farm in Madison County.
Yeah.
Madison Central. Yeah.
You're an Indian, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We don't like to talk about that. I haven't been back there since I graduated. Long time ago. So your fandom in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of these people that you're going to bet on Kentucky in these games no matter what. Even if you think the other team is going to win, you just won't bet on it because you don't want to root against them. Are you one of these people who bet on, you'll try to bet on Kentucky every time?
Yes. You bet on your favorite team every
Yes.
time.
Yes. 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 I can't do that. Unless it's just stupid. Some crazy, odd thing that my rationale will override my emotion.
Okay.
But most of the time, I'm going to bet for the team I root for. Yeah.
So let's say this week, Kentucky and Georgia down in Athens.
15 points, I think.
14 and a half, 15, something like that.
I'm taking that bet all day long.
So you're going to take Kentucky the points in that one?
Yes.
Yes. So, but if let's say you thought Georgia was going to, you know, kill him.
I'd still take Kentucky.
You'd still take Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay. Give me say it because it makes it interesting for me. I'm going to root for them anyway. I don't want to root against my money.
Right.
That's what I don't want to do.
Right.
So I'm going to bring the money with me.
You're going to watch all the games anyway.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? Not put any money on the game at all.
I could. But I probably will if I get this app to work.
You know,
just a matter of time.
DraftKings does apps. Work. I think DraftKings did work for me. FanDuel works now. It just took it a while.
By the way, yeah. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sponsored by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Brad1300 to get your $200 in bonus bets with your first $5 wager.
I'll take another look at it.
Brad1300 for all your gambling needs over at FanDuel.
All
did
right.
I drop that in the middle of this show? Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
That's all
anyway.
Right.
So I'm just asking because mm-hmm. we have a lot of people that react to me because sometimes I will pick against Kentucky on my show.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven forbid somebody in Lexington, Kentucky say Kentucky's going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I had this blind resume. Kentucky was playing Tennessee, mm-hmm. but I just put Team A and Team B. I go, hey, look at this. Why don't you, who you like in this game here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll take Team A. And then we pull back the curtain. Team A is Tennessee.
Right.
Team B is Kentucky. Oh, no, I'm going to switch. Well, the only thing that I've changed is the name on the front of the shirt. How are you switching teams and who you're going to pick?
No, you change the emotion of it. So if what you're doing is taking away the love of the game. So, I see nothing. It's fun as a money-making enterprise, right? Although you could also, you know, create a lot of problems in your life if you don't do it responsibly. But
yeah,
what you're trying to suggest is that I should just be an accountant and just look at numbers in black and white. That's not why I love sports.
You already understand sports. The essence. You yes. already understand the essence of Brad Taylor.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I do it.
It is how he does
exactly.
it.
Where's the fun and the passion?
The fun is cashing tickets and seeing your little accounts go up every day, hopefully. That's the fun in it. Because months down the line, your little account has ebbs and flows, but eventually you have a little bit more.
Well, why don't you just go work for H&R Block then?
Well, that's not any fun.
Where's
I'm
the
working,
fight?
I'm my own boss here betting these games. I don't have to answer. I don't have to show up at 8 o'clock every
I
morning.
Will say that Lee Cruz is kind of the perfect substitute for Beer Man, who, by the way, is picking.
Who?
Beer Man. Yeah, right.
Never heard of it.
Who always bets for on Chicago, his favorite team, the Bears. So
yeah. No matter what, okay. Right.
It's rather comical.
It's okay. We could disagree.
Sure, we can disagree.
Yeah, and it's okay.
There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Dave Mason reference. So Benedict Arnold, who are you taking in the game at Tennessee and Indiana?
I'm with Lee Cruz. I'm taking Tennessee and Ryan Tannehill just because I want to fade you. It's not a Mac Daddy stogie.
Got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Run on, Bandit, run. Next game, New York Giants, Diamond Danny Jones.
Whew.
Going down to Miami. Biggest line on the board this week. Dolphins, an 11-point home favorite here. Total 48.5. You going to lay 11 points here, Lee Cruz?
I saw the Giants play live in San Francisco a week ago.
Oh, yeah?
Was it a week ago?
Two weeks?
No, I guess it was Couple. 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks Thursday. Mm. They played Thursday Night Football. I went out to the new Levi's Stadium.
Yeah.
Watched the Giants. And I like Wandell Robinson, obviously. He's my size, you know. He's out there scooting around, got a first down.
He got a whole one catch, I think, on this past Monday night.
Yeah, they need to run. They need to use him more.
They
don't use him enough because he brings in everything's thrown his way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you a high school athlete over at Clark County when growing up in Winchester? You were?
Yes, yes.
Played basketball, didn't you?
Yes. My dad was a high school coach. So
oh,
I played
cool.
for my dad, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Very nice.
And boy, was that in common. I played
now,
for my dad.
And you may have read about me. The thing I had most in common and the reason what we did at Nicholas County that put me on the map was I shaved points.
Ah. Well, I wish I had known you way back when. Boy. If I had known you back when, we would have been best friends.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you right now. You and I would have been – just two peas in a pod.
I can just see 15-year-old Lee Cruz over in the corner with a bunch of Italian guys.
That's right.
They
would put me in with 2 minutes left in junk minutes, and I would go, what's the spread? I can make some money.
And his dad, the coach, Lee, get over here with the team.
Another brick free throw. What's he doing?
And me at every time out going out to the payphone in the lobby.
Yeah.
Making a phone call.
It's a high school gym.
Give me a quarter. I got to make a phone call.
I'm sorry. It's made even more funny because I know Lee's dad, who is quite a character himself. Right. Okay.
Miami and the Giants, Dylan. Are you taking points?
I'm taking Miami all day in this one.
I'm taking the Giants on this because of the point spread.
Mm-mm. Thank you very much.
No way. Miami got throttled by Buffalo last week, and they are. And listen, we talked about Chicago being the worst team in the NFL. It really might be the New York Giants. I don't know if you guys watched the Monday Night Football game. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Seattle didn't look that good either against a terrible, terrible team. Yeah,
that's a second West Coast game for the Giants.
Give us your tired, your poor, your weak. Give us the teams that don't make sense. Give me the Giants. It gets my religion to take double-digit dogs.
I don't like betting against double-digit dogs either. But this one, money in the something. Money
last
the,
20 years
in the kitty,
58% double-digit dogs cover the spread. Thank you very much. That's a long-standing stat here on
yes,
the show.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to the next game. New England Patriots with Mac Jones, who should have been a Kentucky Wildcat.
I know a girl that was sort of dating Mac Jones when he was thinking about coming here.
So, is that right?
Matter of fact, you met her dad the other night at the service. The guy was sitting next to me.
Really?
His daughter was kind of dating Mac Jones.
No way.
And
that's cool.
And my buddy was seeing payday coming. every now he watched it, he goes, daggone, I think I'd have been
Did she break up with him?
No. Oh. I don't think so. He went to Alabama. He chose Alabama.
The lady who was married to Carson Wentz is related to my wife, and she almost spent like a summer with us. But I shouldn't confess the reasons why, because we thought maybe she was a little bit too much of a partier. She was young. Mm. I mean, she was in college at the time.
Okay.
But yeah. But
I worked with Georgia quarterback Buck Ballou.
Wow. Great story.
Next game.
Next game.
Wait, who did you guys take? Oh, you both took New York Giants. Wow.
Yes, the Giants. New Orleans is traveling to New England and Mac Jones and his romantic love connection, Chuck Woolery story over here. Derek Carr starting for the Saints. Line is Patriots by one, total of 40, Dylan.
I'm taking the Saints.
Saints getting a point in New England.
Mac Jones may not start.
Lee, I don't know if you and I are ever going to agree on a game. I know it might be Bailey Zappi, who is probably better than Mac Jones.
I would agree.
Yeah, I'm taking.
And that may be a game changer for New England. Maybe they bring in a new fresh quarterback and they figure it out.
Old Mac hasn't looked very good this year. Just when you start to think that he's going to be better, when he shows a little spark, the next game he regrets. It's one step up, two steps back. I'm taking the Patriots in this game. Patriots are longing for a win. Belichick is the better coach. Zappi is probably the better quarterback than an injured Derek Carr and the backup who is Jameis Winston, I guess.
You are correct.
Still, they can't get the ball to the receivers. They have Alvin Kamara back, but big deal. And I love that rookie cornerback that New England has. Christian Gonzalez is good, man. I mean, I think he held Tyreek Hill to 45 yards in the game they played against Miami, where they were just run over by Miami, but not by Tyreek Hill that game. Yeah, give me Patriots.
All good and well-taken points over there, Dylan. I'm taking the Saints getting the point on the road against New England.
Of course you are.
Well, just trying to win. I'm trying to cash tickets because we're unemotional. Don't get emotional over stock, Bud Fox. It clouds the judgment. Mm. I know the fans around here. Yeah, Wall Street reference. I know it's before your time. That's neither.
Thank you.
Next game. Mm-hmm. Wilson, Kenny Pickett, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Our home underdogs to Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. 4 points is the line here. Ravens are favored. Steelers, 38.5 total. That's the lowest total on the board this week, Dylan.
low total means that, you know, there's a better chance that Pittsburgh could cover the spread.
Yep.
Lamar has not been very Lamar-ish this year. Pittsburgh got beat on the road in Houston and embarrassed by a rookie quarterback. Kenny Pickett sucks. It might be Mitch Trubisky. Give me the Steelers at home. Plus four? Yeah.
Plus four.
Pittsburgh.
Not enough points. Give me the Ravens. Lamar
You're
Jackson.
Take the Ravens.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. He's.
He
can be amazing. He can be the best quarterback in the league. He can be.
Who?
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he can be. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He can
be. One year he was. That one year, I think it was 19. It was outstanding.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take. I hate to agree with Dylan. I'm going to take the Steelers here. Give me the Steelers after a horrible game last week.
Quid pro quo, Clarissa. I hate that you hate agreeing with me.
Now you're not even making sense over there. Is it the pants party invitation? Is that over there too? Let's go to the 4 o'clock games and let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals. 3-point favorites out in Arizona. I think this line might be dropping down to 2.5 by the time we maybe the sun comes up on Thursday. Arizona and the Josh Dobbs is the quarterback for them. 44.5 the total. You're Bengals, Lee Cruz.
I'm taking the Bengals.
You're taking the Bengals.
I'm
Why?
Not thinking about it. I'm not thinking about it. I'm just feeling it.
You're feeling it.
I feel it.
Now, is that how, when you go on your apps, now that you've figured out how to use them, when you go on your apps, do you use feel or do you use any kind of maybe systems or strategy, or is it just feel?
A voice echoes in my head from an old man who says, use the force. And I say, please be quiet, Dennis.
Could not have said it any better or worse myself. Dylan, your thoughts. Bengals, your Bengals, 3-point favorites in Arizona.
I am your father, Brad.
God, I hope not. But that would explain some of the bad fortunes in my world. But that's neither.
So if you would have placed this bet earlier this week, you would have gotten Arizona plus six.
On Monday, right? It was four.
Was it?
It was four on Monday. Last week, the look-ahead lines had the Bengals 7.5-point favorites.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God. I can't pick this game, but I
why? Because you're calling it? Wow, are you reffing that game?
No, because I don't want to pick the Bengals.
Why?
On the road?
Are you letting emotions get in the way here, Dennis Dillon?
No, I'm trying to fight it. I'm telling you I don't want to bet it because of the emotions.
Oh.
But because, also, I mean the Bengals are the better team. But it's in Arizona, and it's against a team that's not supposed to be good but continues to play hard every game. Bengals are in for a dogfight, I'll tell you that. Give me Cincinnati. I got to agree with Lee on one game.
I'm laying the points of the Bengals, too, because they haven't covered a point spread all year. And once you get 5 weeks into the season and you're 0-4 against the spread or 0-3-1 like the Bengals are, regression to the mean. Because the desert's goal is to have every team 50% against the spread by the end of the year. And by the time that happens, that's usually what happens.
First game we've all three agreed on. That's weird.
So, well, of course, the hometown Bengals. There you go. Next game. The best team in all of the NFL against the point spread this year, that is the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm.
They are home underdogs to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. 4.5 is the line, total 50.5, Dylan.
Home underdogs to the Eagles?
Yes.
So the Eagles held on to beat Washington in overtime Sunday. Jalen Hurts not looking like himself, like he did last year, struggling a little bit. Running game is decent. And the Rams. God, this is a tough one. At home, getting four. I'm taking the Rams. Did the Rams win last week? They played Indianapolis.
They lost that game, or they won that game.
They won.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Wow. Give me the Rams.
You know, I'll take the Rams as well. Philadelphia is still undefeated, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's about time they lose.
Wrong again, boys. Lay the points with the Eagles here on the road. Rams have covered too many games. Sharp action here, totally on the Eagles. You got just kind of split action among the squares. Sharps, totally in on Philly. Give me the Eagles here.
Yeah, I'm putting an asterisk next to my guess here because I think maybe you're right. I think maybe they don't. I think they're going to fight harder and try to get out to a better lead.
Card laid, the card played, Dylan. Once you make a pick, it's over. Sorry about your luck.
Took my hand off the checker.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Look,
sorry.
Who calls it.
Well, you know.
Next game.
The New York Jets and Zach Wilson. Oh, we love him. What a great guy. Against one of the greatest comeback stories ever, the Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson. The Broncos, point-and-a-half favorite after that thrilling win over the Bears last week. Jets on the road, the road dog. Total 43, Lee Cruz, Denver, and the Jets.
The Jets, because they're going to make Sean Payton pay for all that bad-mouthing he did to his offensive coordinator. Yeah. They're going to be jacked for that game.
Grudge game.
Good call. A grudge game.
I like that. Yeah, I think I'm going Jets, too.
Yeah.
Just a much better defense. Come on.
You're both taking the Jets?
Yep.
Wrong again, boys. Give me Denver. Russell Wilson at home. They're on a roll now. Yeah. Well, I guess so. Squares are on the Jets after what they saw against the Chiefs. Sharps are on Denver. Give me Denver here, this one. Home dog. Next game. It is the biggest story in all the NFL right now.
Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And the Chiefs are 4-point favorites in Minnesota. Total 52.5. Tell me your thoughts, Lee Cruz. You're a pop culture kind of guy.
I just want to know, who's Andy Reid porking? That's what I want to know.
Taylor Swift's mom.
Travis Kelce. I want to know, who's Andy Reid making love
Mama
to?
Mama Swift.
Yeah.
Making a note to myself, who is Andy Reid porking?
Yes.
That's a good one. Because pork being, something that Andy Reid has not been kind of,
he's not shy.
I've seen the TV commercial. He's all about getting his hands on those chicken nuggets.
And he does have children, so he's done something in his life.
He knows how to do it.
Well, whether he knows or not, he's, been doing it anyway.
Boy.
So, you're...
Wouldn't it be great if it was Olivia Rodrigo? What a great story and rivalry that would be.
Wow.
Or Kanye West.
Yeah, that would steal the spotlight from Travis.
You don't think that this whole thing is a scam?
I don't know what it is.
You think this is true love?
It's a circus.
Two young kids.
It's Taylor Swift. When she ever had true love?
Well, I'm just saying.
This is a fight Haley and I get into, because if I say a word, say like Rolodex, or if I say something about turnstile, something about her history. It's sacrilegious. Because I like Taylor Swift. She's a great songwriter.
Right.
We both know that. She's actually brilliant. I heard a Rolling Stone writer say the reason she's not given the credit is because of who she is, and it comes in a pop version, but she's as good a songwriter as Bob Dylan. That's what this guy said. And you look at some of her lyrics, it's like, ooh, kind of heavy. But it's sold in that bubblegum package, and it just...
She's great. I mean, there's no question about
it.
But if I was Andy Reid, I'd be just pissed.
Parking
her.
Yeah, well, did you see where...
Because he should be the one.
One reporter asked him about it. He's like, have you met Taylor Swift yet? And he just rolled his eyes and walked away from the podium.
Yeah.
Because I would be aggravated, too. This is a distraction.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the whole Travis... Brad knows. I just cannot get around Travis Kelce. Yeah. The guy's just got so much...
He can't tell us why. He cannot tell us why he hates Travis Kelce.
Everything he does, it's just like he's just an ass.
You don't like the cut of his jib. Is that what you're telling me?
And then now he's on social media with his little blue Band-Aid getting his COVID shot. I mean, this guy's just... I don't like it. Anyway. Picks.
I'm going to let you finish.
No, that's all I got right now.
That's what Kanye said to Taylor Swift a long time ago.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to let you finish.
He gets it.
I remember that.
Finally, somebody who gets my references on the show.
I brought up Kanye West minutes ago.
He's
just riding my coattails again.
It is sort of a circus with those guys right now. Let's take the Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings.
Vikings. Who you got, Dylan?
It's in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And it's how many points?
4.
Yep. Give me Minnesota. Wow. Hang on a second.
These picks are difficult for Dylan. I mean, they're just,
Yeah, give me Minnesota.
Wrong again, boys. Give me Kansas City. The train is rolling. Give me the Chiefs. Lay the points up in Minnesota. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. An old school rivalry. The Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Heading out to San Francisco to face the Niners and Brock Purdy.
Ooh.
Niners, 3.5-point favorites, total 45. Big Sunday Night Football game here, Dylan.
Give me the Niners.
Okay.
Dallas just implodes, and San Francisco is about as consistent as a team as you'll ever see.
Well, I know he gets hype, but I don't think he gets enough hype. Christian McCaffrey is amazing. I watched him live. That kid, because what you don't see on camera is the blocks he's throwing and everything. He's He's the full package and can cut loose, you know, at a moment's notice. I like the Niners. I'll take the Niners.
And it's hard not to love Brock Purdy. I mean,
yeah,
and
well,
just
that's a great story.
Right. And you just keep thinking, all right, you know, this last year was last year. They got him figured out this year. But every game, and it's
and that really defense the Niners have is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
One of the first games I remember watching in my life was the Dwight Clark catch in 1981.
Oh, yeah. Corner end zone for Montana.
Mm-hmm. I remember it very well because I was rooting for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Because at recess every day, you had the Cowboys fans on one team and the Steelers fans on the other team. Mm-hmm. And us Cowboys fans were heartbroken that day.
Yeah.
Give me the Cowboys getting the big points on the road to keep it close in San Francisco.
Well, that's an emotional bet.
That is an emotional bet.
We learned about that today, Lee.
Yeah, I can tell. Exactly. Give me the Cowboys.
I can tell
that's the reason.
He was nodding his head when he did it.
That's a tell.
Yeah. Oh, but no, that was a bad news. Oh, no. It's over. That was what I was doing. Oh, no. The dog is dead. Oh. Yeah. Yes, you can relay that message from a
sure he will, because everybody is waiting for their analysis and critique from the one and only Brad Taylor.
Well, hey, you know what? I sit in here every day, on weekends especially, and just do a show by myself. Nobody else is in here. Nobody helps me. Mm-hmm. If I am silent for 5 seconds, flip. Both my listeners are turning the channels as I do it. It takes hard work to be prepared to do a show by yourself with no help whatsoever. Mm-hmm. There you go. Toot the own horn. Yeah, it's exactly what I'm doing, Dylan. You sit there, oh, here's a Winger Wednesday. We got Winger. She's sexy at 17. Oh, wait, I messed up. I need to start it all over again. Oh, here's Winger. She's sexy at 17 here on Classic Rock. You can do it over again. I don't get another chance to do this, Dylan. Yes, I am tooting my horn. Next game, Monday Night Football.
I think we got him.
It worked up.
The Haley head nod thing set me on a roll. I'm just telling you. Yeah, you really messed up. Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. We don't know who started for the Raiders out in the desert. Dylan will allegedly be at this game, we think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Wait a minute. Are you going to see you two?
Yeah.
Deck on it. Why didn't you take me?
Yeah.
I would go to that.
Is that right?
Yes. I want to go to that. Sphere.
I'll let Mrs. Dead Air know.
Yeah, I wanted to go too.
Bench her.
Yeah.
Bench her.
Take
start
us.
Me. You know you'd have more fun with me.
Well, do I have to answer that?
You wouldn't have more fun with me because
I'm not emotional. Let me just nod my head.
Okay. I'm not an emotional gambler, so you would not have more fun with me. So, I understand.
I'm not having fun right now, and I'm thinking about you too Sunday night at the Sphere, and it's not fun because you're here.
And I'll be here while you're out in the desert this
weekend.
While
I'm at the Sphere.
Yeah, I was debating giving him money to bet on for me, but he said, no, I'll just pocket it, and I'll tell you you lost. So,
exactly.
Raiders at home, 1-point dogs to the Packers.
Taking the Packers, I don't care. The Raiders are terrible. Give me Green Bay.
Packers as well.
Wrong again, boys. Give me the Raiders at home, getting points. I don't care who the quarterback is.
How many points did you say?
One.
Packers are a 1-point favorite.
Wow, that's deceiving.
Yep. Do you have it, Lee Cruz? Do you have any best bets of the week? Any games that you really stick out that are kind of best bets for you?
What was that? Which one did I like? The double digit deal?
I like your thinking. Giants getting 11 against Miami.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
I like the way you.
Any other ones?
And then I'll take. I like the Niners. I like because it's not the Niners are at home, right?
That's correct.
Levi Stadium, I'll take the
3.5-point favorites over Dallas.
I think it'll be much bigger, larger.
Dwight Clark
margin than that.
The ghost of Dwight Clark comes back.
Yeah.
May you rest in peace.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
I didn't know he's dead, Dwight Clark?
He's no longer with us. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Not good.
Sad. Is Ronnie Lott still with us?
Yes.
He's still hitting somebody, probably.
My God.
He's only got 9 figures though.
Yeah. What happened?
1981, that's that year. He was getting ready to play the playoffs.
That's right.
We've talked about this,
I think. Yes, you told me this story.
And he had a finger injury. They said, well, you could have surgery on it. You'd be out for the rest of the playoffs. Or we could just cut the finger off. You could play next week. He said, cut it off.
Wow.
He's got nine fingers.
That's a man.
They were leading into that Dwight Clark game. That was right before that. He said, cut it off.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
Right.
So he earned that ring in more ways than one. Yeah. Right. He earned that ring.
He don't have a finger to put it on, but he earned it.
Right. Yeah. Best bets for Dylan.
Best bets. I'm going to go against you both. All right. Taking Miami minus
wrong.
And a half, or however many points. And I also like the teams that got blown out last week. That would include New England, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta. Although New England got blown out, so did New Orleans. So I'm a little iffy on that. But Pittsburgh and Atlanta, like them both. Like them both a lot. Cincinnati, a little bit, but not feeling that one entirely. So Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Miami.
Easy money, best bets. Give me the Bears tomorrow night. Give us your tired, your poor, your weak. Nobody likes the Bears in this game. That's when I like to take a team. Give me them. Give me Houston going to Atlanta. Give me C.J. Stroud, best quarterback on the field in that game, getting the points in Atlanta. Give me Carolina getting way too many points in Detroit. Give me give me the Giants against Miami. I like that a lot too. And I will take Wilson Pickett and the Steelers against the Ravens getting the 4. Those are my best bets. There you have it, folks. Week 5 from a handicapping perspective. Lee Cruz has been kind enough to join us. Lee, thank you so much. Is there any kind of thoughts that you have on this show? The one great host on this show, the one very mediocre host on this show. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on this show is...
You know what? I was here. I'm going to have memories of this as long as it takes to get to my car. So I appreciate you.
But where did you park?
I don't know.
He took the bus. He took the bus here. That's I think his picture's on the side of the bus, so he gets free rides.
Lee, tell everybody where they can learn more about you and your show.
Well, you could watch us on ABC 36 Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. and see the Lee and Haley show.
Locally here in Lexington.
Yeah. You can see her nod her head.
Yeah. Well, she probably does that during the newscast, which we do in the mornings, obviously.
That might be where I saw it, I've noticed it in the past. Yeah. It's not a cheap shot at her. It's just, I understand why she does it, but it's just a little too much for those of us who are unemotional.
Okay. Whatever. Yes. We both agree that she's immensely talented and great at her job, and that's bottom line.
Then you can go to our social media pages, too, and just look up Lee and Haley and see what we're doing, what kind of nonsense we're up to.
Yeah. The show was fun. I really dig it.
We try to have fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's a nice antithesis to the rest of the world around us. I dig it.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Brad, tell us where we can find you.
Well,
we can avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you hear that, the cheap shots. Hello, sir. We are rudely interrupted yet again. He didn't say what's up to me. Lee Cruz comes in. Oh, hey, what's up, dude? I met him once. Yeah, I see Brad every day. I don't need
Will
to
you
say
take this part out, please? Did you know that like last week or the week before we had two introductions to our podcast?
No, it was last week, and I did that on purpose because you weren't talking into the microphone, and I kind of just made it to where you were.
Well, you could have just cut the first part of it off.
It wasn't the exact same.
You love hearing yourself, don't you?
No, it's you that loves hearing yourself.
I don't like hearing myself twice.
Well, anyway.
It's not a two for Tuesday.
It's a Winger Wednesday. That's right.
It's a one for Monday.
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday, by the way. Anyway. What were we talking about?
Saying goodbye. That's it. That's our Week 5 picks. Dead Air Dennis for Classic Rock 92.1. Brad Taylor for ESPN 1300. Lee Cruz, thank you for coming in.
By the way, Lee, what are the chances that Dylan and Ramey Cohen get their own show just like yours?
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah.
And the reason being?
Dennis has no talent.
And just look at him. He's not a TV guy.
But I'd make a great pinch runner.
Well, he's penciled into the lineup. Rev will do it right now.
I'm not sure. I think that was a gastrointestinal reference.
Well.
I got to go.
He's got a pinch runner.
Until the next time, as always, as everyone here except myself is looking at their phones, may the winners be yours.